We take this brief time out for a financial safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk. Run the other way.
It's time for Coach's Corner.
Play ball.
Well, this week with football season really here, you know, it's here. it's coming. You know, we haven't had a real game yet, but it's here, right?
On the way.
I sense it's here. And I've got a buddy I've known for years. And folks, you may remember if you ever watched Super Bowl back in the day. And remember, that was the only thing to do. Well, you guys don't remember. You weren't here, Thomas, probably, and Kit, in the 70s, early 70s.
Oh, no.
We would gather around the TV set on playoff time, and it was always seen to be the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, right.
It was the Pittsburgh and Dallas every single year. And luckily, I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And then later on in my adult life now, I did a radio show about 7 years ago now in Pittsburgh with a guy named Rocky Blyer, who's a four-time Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
It's called Rock on Retirement. And his name was Rocky, right? It's a good play on words. So Rock on Retirement, and when I was doing the show with Rocky, he actually wrote a book. And the book is a hardcover book, a great book. I've got, you see here, it's an autographed copy right to me. See that, Thomas?
Oh, wow, look at that.
What is it, Coach Pete? Yeah. All the best, Rocky Blyer.
Wow.
All right. His book, though, is called Don't Fumble Your Retirement, New Money Lessons Learned by four-time Super Bowl champion Rocky Blyer. And Rocky talked to me many times about the fact that after he retired from his NFL career, he had his retirement money basically mismanaged by somebody.
Oh, no.
Okay, so in effect, his retirement got fumbled.
Yeah.
And he said, Coach Pete, the biggest regret I had was not having an income plan that my advisor couldn't touch. Because if your advisor can touch the money to take fees out and have it in places it shouldn't be, your money can disappear. And unfortunately, that happened to Rocky. So now he's become a financial advisor advising people on ways to make sure they don't fumble their retirement like he did.
Wow, that's
fantastic. I really love taking advice from someone who has lived through the mistakes, because they'll have advised you what not to do. And I've never been in a tidal wave, right? I've been in an earthquake. I was going to say I've never been in an earthquake, but we had an earthquake years ago here.
We did.
And I was doing a show. I was live on air with somebody. And I remember the earthquake. I always thought it was up and down. This was side to side. Everything was shaking side to side. It's like somebody was shaking the building.
Wow.
So until you live through something, though, you don't really know what's going on. And Rocky's got this great book here, but chapter number 5, he puts, and people hear me talk about this every week, but I want to reiterate it. His chapter 5 is, it doesn't take an immaculate reception to score a retirement win.
Ooh, I like that.
That's good, yeah.
And Franco Harris, the immaculate reception, that was, if you go back and YouTube or Google the immaculate reception, you'll see Franco Harris. Basically, Pittsburgh was losing this game.
Uh-huh.
They threw the ball up. It bounced all around, and out of nowhere, Franco Harris scoops it up before it hits the ground. Now, the Raiders, I think they're playing, their fans will argue it did hit the ground. But there was no instant replay, and Roger Goodell wasn't even around the NFL then to suspend anybody.
Yeah.
So, but what happened here is Franco picked the ball up, ran it in for a touchdown, and then they went on and played Dallas and won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So, but what Rocky says is a lot of people out there are trying to throw Hail Marys when it comes down to their Hail Marys, basically the end of the game, you're down, your quarterback goes back and just heaves the ball up and hopes that one of his teammates catches it, so you may win the game or tie the game. Well, he says you don't have to do that in the financial world. And a lot of people are like that. If you're listening now and you're in your 50s and 60s and you're not sure if you have enough money saved for retirement, and someone's telling you, maybe your advisor saying you need to take more risk to get more retirement money, you're doing the equivalent of throwing that Hail Mary up, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to depend on some miracle to get through retirement. You just need to have an income plan. And Rocky talks about how to set up the proper income plan. We talk about this, too, every single week, it seems like, on the show. We touch on income and the mailman bringing you money every month through retirement instead of you having to give the mailman money to go pay those bills. You're always going to pay the bills, but it's always nice to have more left over. I hated leftovers growing up. I love them these days, by the way, so especially Italian.
Leftovers absolutely.
Yeah. But when we talk about retirement planning, folks, it's not that complicated, but it is if you have your money in the wrong place. So the very first step we need to talk about is getting a review, looking at where you are right now financially, getting questions answered that maybe you're afraid to ask or didn't even know to ask. Get those answered. Get your retirement ironed out. Make sure it's pointed in the right direction, and then go forth with that. And the number one goal of retirement should be getting a check every single month. You can't get a check from a lump sum for the rest of your life guaranteed. You need to have some of the money, peel off that market table, put in a place you can't lose, but will also grow until you need it. And then when you do need it, it will give you a check for the rest of your life. We call that financial cruise control. And financial cruise control is vital these days, making sure that you take the worry out of living in retirement. And Rocky talks about that. He says he wishes that he would have met with an advisor who told him about income planning before this first advisor lost most of his NFL pension.
It's important that you get the help you need. And sometimes that's going to come in the form of a second set of eyes on your plan. If you need to sit down with an advisor to make sure that you are on the right track, it's so easy to get in touch with them. You can call Coach Pete's personal hotline right now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. Again, that number is 800-604-1099. Make sure that you are on the path to that touchdown of a retirement that you've dreamed of. The number to call one more time, 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.